Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for February 5th, 2019. Oh boy, the world of speculation in this nerd culture of ours and the news and all of that is so fluid and ever-flowing. We've got a couple of things that kinda sorta contradict things that we've talked about previously. First, I potentially have a new source that is connected to DC, at least in some minor way, at the very least. And this is very much rumor and speculation. Until this source comes through as reliable, we cannot say one way or the other. But the source is claiming that just because Ben Affleck is not going to be in Matt Reeves' next Batman film is not to say that Ben Affleck has completely abandoned the cape and cowl. He has not hung it up for good. In fact, very potentially, he is going to be in 4 more Batman movies. So, according to this source, the only reason Affleck is not going to be in Matt Reeves' film is because it is set 20 years before the events of Batman vs. Superman and Justice League. So, Ben Affleck is going to be our Batman of the present, as it were, and then whoever they cast for this Batman, this Matt Reeves film, is going to be the Batman for that time frame. This same source is also claiming that Henry Cavill has also officially not hung up his cape just yet. He is also set to be in 4 more movies. Whether or not Shazam counts towards those 4 movies, or if they've even figured out the cameo issue with Shazam, is still unknown, even for this source. So take all of this with a giant grain of salt, and then we're moving into our next bit of fluid rumor news, and that is the Mortal Kombat live-action movie. We talked last time about the animated movie. This time is an update for the live-action movie, which has not been canceled. By all accounts, has not been canceled. The interesting fluid nature of this has to do with whether or not James Wan will be the producer on it. Just hours before recording today, screenwriter Greg Russo took to his Twitter account to confirm that yes, the script has been completed. Previously, Russo has also confirmed via his Twitter account that they have officially scouted locations and that Cabal and Sub-Zero are going to be in this version of the movie. And also, his Twitter ramblings have kind of implied that there's going to be a timeline somewhere around Mortal Kombat 9, Mortal Kombat X area. So very, very interesting. Again, previously there have been reports that Wan had recently walked away from the project, though now I'm hearing things that that is not true. Unable to confirm one way or the other, but it is going to be a very interesting couple of months as more of this information leaks out. Next up is a real quick bit about the animated Super Mario Bros. Movie. Nintendo has announced that they are aiming for sometime in 2022. Very loose date right there, because that was as specific as they got. Just, that's the year. We don't know a month or anything beyond that. And our final bit of news for movies this episode has to do with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. The movie will officially not be directed by Thor Ragnarok director Taika Waititi. He told The Wrap that, quote, "those are James Gunn's films," unquote. Now let's kick on over to some TV news updates. First is a quickie about the Buffy reboot series. Sarah Michelle Gellar just also was talking to The Wrap, and she said that she hopes people watch the new Buffy reboot, but she will not be making any cameos, saying that she has, quote, told her story with it. And then rounding out this episode, we have 2 updates from FX's time in front of the Television Critics Association press tour. Oh my, that is a mouthful of words. First has to do with Legion. This upcoming 3rd season for the series is going to be their last. Noah Hawley, the showrunner, has claimed that he had always intended on running for only 3 seasons, which means we're going to be getting a complete story out of Noah Hawley for this series, which is pretty awesome. Also for Legion, they have some casting announcements. Stephanie Corneliuson, I am really not saying that name right, and Harry Lloyd have both joined the cast for season 3 as David's parents, Gabrielle and Professor X. And the very last bit of news this episode also again comes from FX, and they have just announced that they're picking up the live-action adaptation of the highly acclaimed comic book, Why the Last Man. The casting that they have for this is Barry Cogan, Diane Lane, Imogen Poots, and Lashana Lynch all will be set to lead this series. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics and many more, plus extra nerdy bits, check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.